This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Special co-host, Brittany, number 37, Sandoval. How you doing, kid?
I'm well. Hi, listeners.
The racing school teacher.
Yep.
Bet you can't wait to get back to school, huh?
I actually get to see some students tomorrow. It's been 2 months, and they're coming to clear out their lockers. So I get to kind of say bye from afar. So that'll be nice closure.
All right. This segment's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. You want to go fast? Want better fuel mileage? Stan's a man. Go to stcarb.com. And if you've got a Porsche, Mini, or BMW, Black Forest Motorsports, over 40 years in business, nobody knows the vintage and today's cars like Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. That's blackforestautomotive.com. Well, you know, Brittany's always bringing in great guests every single Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
It's like homework. She has to come up with somebody.
I enjoy it, though.
I know. And who do you have for us today?
Well, I have guests on either side of me. I'm pretty excited. Yeah. 6 feet away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're almost out the door.
Are these future crew members? Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Well, to the right of me, I have the CEO and founder of Athena Racing, Loxley Brown. Not Loxley Green, but Brown.
Oh, you heard about that green
I
thing,
watched
huh?
that interview, Dave. Sorry. And to the left of me, I have Shane. I was, when I met her, I said, I'm not jealous. I'm professionally envious because she's just beginning. You're going off to college next year. And I can't imagine knowing Loxley and the opportunities with Athena Racing and having my future ahead of me. Where Shane is.
Wow.
How amazing. Look, goosebumps.
Yeah, a little goosebumper.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, she's probably excited too. So, Shane, where are you going to go to school? A little bit close to the mic.
I don't know where I'm going to go to school yet. I have one more year of high school. But
Sorry. I thought you were going next year.
Well, I tell you what, I got to throw this out there. So, you're going to graduate next year?
Yes.
In January, when the Ford Motor San Diego County local Ford dealers announces their scholarship program, you'll have a chance to win a $1,000 scholarship.
Oh, wow.
And if you're picked, you have a choice of a new car or a new truck from Ford, all expenses paid.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, right. So don't forget that. And it's just an awesome deal. I think they gave away 650 scholarships this year. So you have one in 650 to win a new vehicle.
All right. Keep it in mind.
And all the girls take trucks. Don't ask me why. So, Loxley, tell us about Athena. Now, Loxley and I, we've been together for quite some time. She used to come in on a weekly basis when she got the program started. I haven't talked to her in a little while. So, what's going on? You know how I get up close to the old mic.
So, it's been a couple of months. I've missed you.
Feels like 6 months.
I know.
Maybe a year.
Well, the program started a year ago. I came up with this idea a year ago. So, it's been a couple of months, but I was in here every single weekend.
Mm-hmm. Pump, 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 pump.
Starting in September.
So for folks who don't know, give us a little rundown of what is Athena Racing.
So Athena Racing is an all-girls STEM education nonprofit specifically for the young ladies in middle school and high school who want to find out more about jobs and careers in the automotive, motorsports, and transportation industries.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with our pandemic pivot.
Which everybody had to do.
Which everyone has.
I'm going to use that term. I love that pandemic pivot.
What else could you call it? So, because you can't really.
We can't do things in person right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're doing very small groups like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane is going to be with me the last 2 weeks of June when we fabricate a drifting trike.
Drifting. Mm-hmm. Listeners, did you hear that? It's going to drift.
So, Shane, do you know how to weld?
Kind of, but I'm really excited to learn more about it.
Yeah, we call you a splatter bum, because that's what I am. I mean, I can slobber it all over there. It'll stick. It won't break.
Yeah, people check that stuff out.
It's artwork.
Yeah, look at my
hood. If you do it right, if you get the flow,
Yeah, they're like, that person knew what they were doing.
Wow. They were really good.
So fabrication is going to be the new thing, and that's really not something you've done a lot of.
No, actually. I'm really excited because, obviously, Athena Racing has been a really big opportunity for me, and mm-hmm. I've learned a lot about the automotive industry. But I'm really excited for the camp because it'll be something new, and I'm really excited to build the drift trike.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you plan to, once, because I know you got one more year of high school.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll be able to graduate normally, like everybody's supposed to. Are you planning on extending your career in the automotive world, not knowing what part of it?
I've really been interested in robotics for the last few years. I've done a First Tech Challenge for 3 years and other robotics programs. But now that Loxley introduced the automotive industry to me, I don't know where I'm going to go. I think my plan is to go into mechanical engineering and see where it goes from
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah. I was big on with FIRST Robotics.
Yeah.
I'd bring them to TV. I'd go down and I'd do radio. Those people, I mean, you kids are amazing. I'm a box of parts and you got to throw a basketball, hit a hoop and do this and do that. And totally insane. Totally insane. So that's great. So how many kids you got in the group?
So for the camp, it is an online camp every Wednesday in the month of July. So it's going to be from 9 in the morning until 1.
No limitations.
Completely online. No limitations. Okay. We already have 50 girls signed up, and we haven't started advertising yet. So we have the month
of
June.
That's why we're here.
Yep.
So now, is there a fee for that if kids do want to sign up?
Completely free.
All right.
Completely free. F-R-E-E.
So, are you doing it over Zoom or?
It's going to be a Zoom and Google Classroom.
Yeah. Many kids have experience because the last 2 months us teachers have had to do that. So
they understand it. It's going to be easy.
That's how I've taught the last 2 months.
You know how to do
months.
Google Classroom?
I had to throw everything I do onto Google Classroom. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most popular platform for middle school.
It
so
really
they're
is.
All going to have experience with Google Classroom and Zoom. That's how I just met with my staff on Friday.
Wow.
So that actually is going to help, I think.
It
and
will.
They all have the laptops.
Exactly.
Because the San Diego Unified gave every student a laptop if they needed it.
No kidding.
So that's really going
to
help.
So this is going to be a relief for the parents who are working from home to be able to go, okay, you go work on the,
down here.
The fabricator camp.
Yeah.
And they'll be glued to the screen because it is going to be so much fun. We're going to have two different modules each Wednesday on fabricating the trike. But we're also going to have really famous fabricators on doing interviews with me. We're going to have famous STEM role models come on. I have a stunt driver and a race car driver who are on the calendar. I'm going to go do some different videos of different private car collections down here in the whole SoCal area.
So there's going to be guests for older girls?
There's going to be guests for everybody.
Okay. I'm hoping I can be a guest.
Kind of no age limitation. I mean, there is to be in the program, but not for doing things like this.
For this fabricator camp, they do have to have a student ID to prove that they are a female student.
Gotcha. You got one
in
of
middle
those
to high school.
I do have an ID, student ID, or well, there, staff
you're there.
ID. Staff
you're there.
ID. Staff ID. She's going to go get her fake student ID right now.
Photoshop.
Photoshop. Yeah, if you can put a mask on your dwarf car, then you can do anything.
Yes.
That's your mother's fault.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll blame it on Mom. So how long does the program or the fabricator school go?
The month of July. So it's going to be 5 sessions every Wednesday, 9 to 1.
So now
sign
you're doing
up
this
now.
Online. You're doing this Zoom and Google and all that. Mm-hmm. Are you physically going to build one?
We are physically going to build one the last 2 weeks of June. Shane and I are going to be working on that together. Mm-hmm. We're going to video it all. So we'll be showing the video segments of what we've built. And then we're going to have a final reveal. But we have also some fun contests happening all month long, too. So every single week, we're going to have a different contest. Some lucky artist out there.
Yeah.
Is going to create what the final paint job is going to be on this drifting trike.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Shane and I are going to paint it real quickly during the month of July to reveal it.
You're
going to
pinstripe it?
Whatever
Depends
they come up with,
what,
whichever one gets chosen. Yeah.
Ladies, you're hearing that out there.
Fun contest.
You know, because every season, when the season starts, we all like to reveal what our car looks like. So that's a whole nother thing, you artists out there who like cars but don't want to drive, maybe, or don't want to.
Exactly.
Build. You well, want those final touches.
And it's kind of like FIRST Robotics. You know, there's so many things you can do in robotics, And the same thing within racing, because there are, you know, there's people that would rather work on the car than drive the car.
I don't understand those people, but I'm glad they're there.
They were dropped when they were children. That's the only thing I can think of. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, have we got Todd on the line from Barona? All right. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. AM 1170, The Answer. And what do you need, kid? Oh, turn it down.
We're talking too loud.
No, he just had the music up super loud because he's a rocker.
He is.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. And they've got the Ford Sellathon going on right now. And you know the unique thing about El Cajon Ford? They do such a good job. Ford has buried them with inventory. The competition doesn't have it. For example, Ford Ranger trucks, the dealers out there have 3, 4, 6. El Cajon Ford has 48.
Wow.
48 Rangers. They're screaming deals. Go check it out if you need a new Ford product. Also, right now we got Todd Salazar on the line from Barona Speedway. Dude, we have got to be getting close.
Did you hear this?
What is that?
I hear something in the background.
There's a modified driving on the track, right?
I could tell.
A modified? Where are you at? The track?
Yes. I ran a couple practices yesterday and then ran one this morning.
Oh, by the way, Paul Dyke wants you to get the trophy ready and put his name on it now.
He said he's going to do real good in that car.
Dude, he said he's going to win the championship. He says, he says, not even worth conversation. He says, this car runs so well. It's set up so well. And I said, do you think the track had anything to do with it? And he gave me the goofy look. He goes, well, yeah, probably.
I talked to him on Friday. I thought he was going to come up here, but he didn't make it up.
So how's the track looking? Everything's looking good. Are you so ready you can't stand it?
We're good to go. You know, I'm just waiting for a definitive answer on what we can do and cannot do. So I'm getting the runaround. I got 3 different phone calls into the CDC, to the San Diego Chamber of Commerce. Then they referred me to someone else. I'm going to call, I think, Diane Jacobs, and then the mayor if I can't get answers from there.
Well, you know, I was at a restaurant this morning, and I thought of you. What they've done in between the booths, they've taken PCV pipe and made like little feet and plexiglass attached to it. If you just set those on the bleachers, you could have a little piece of plexiglass and two people with plexiglass. I bet you can get away with it.
Well, you know, off turn 2, we've got the parking lot up top.
Right.
That what we were talking about was, you know, doing the chalk line. So the cars would have to be, you know, so far apart.
Right.
And then maybe even on turn 2, pulling all the bleachers out. And so cars can park on there and watch.
Like a drive-in.
Truck or,
yeah, like
whatever.
A drive-in. So, like going to the drive-in.
Exactly. Which they've opened the drive-ins as well.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, whoever's out there on the track, tell him he's got 10 more free laps.
Yeah.
It's a modified, man. They're
it
ready.
It sounds so good. I just get goosebumps just listening to it.
I talked to Skip this weekend. There's over 20 modified guys that have registered.
Are chomping at the bit.
They're registered their numbers. Yeah, I got a lot of numbers. There's a lot of racers.
Oh, that's right. I heard you did number registration, last week?
Well, we have since February.
Oh, okay.
Skip posted it, but I finally made it. He called me back, and we updated all my
stuff. So that's a good barometer as to how many cars are coming to Barona, right?
There's over 100 adult drivers and 30 junior drivers that have registered their numbers.
Holy
there's still more
mackerel.
That Skip says they need to call, but modified division sounds big this season.
Brad Whitfield's pulling out of here right now, the guy that runs Kokopov.
Oh, yeah.
They got up at 4:30 this morning and drove from Casa Grande, and they spun some laps, and they're just pulling out of here right now.
Oh, my. Is he grinning from ear to ear?
Oh, yeah. They're ready, And, you know, like I said before, I think a lot of people are ready to get back on the racetrack. So, as soon as, you know, we get the green light, even if we cannot open for spectators and I can get the okay to just do open practices, and we'll do open practices with multiple cars, we'll get the ambulance and all that stuff.
Ooh,
you know, obviously no spectators.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping to do in the coming weeks. I think that we're going to get going by July, myself.
I do too. Well, here's a suggestion, and I'm doing it in studio, and that's Facebook Live. Like, if you put four people at all four corners of the track and go Facebook Live, then at least people could go on Facebook Live and see and hear the races.
Good idea, Dave.
And it doesn't cost anything.
That's a really good idea. That's how I've been watching all the guys in Colorado race.
Right. So you might want to think about that. You know, get four of your people that are allowed to be there that don't become spectators. Or if you did get four people, you got four corners of the track. I mean, that's 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Tristan has done that in the past.
Right. But, I mean, get four people that you got four different views. And it doesn't look like I'm going to do as many new cars next month. So I've already invited Brittany to come to KUSI. So you've got Saturday and Sunday, so you got eight opportunities to invite eight of your favorite drivers and their crews to come to KUSI next month, which would be perfect, because if you're going to do July, and all you have to do is give me the names, and I'll do the scheduling, I'll do the lineup, I'll do all that, but give me eight folks that you would like to get on TV, and let me take care of the rest.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And then by the time you go racing, everybody will be ready. Everybody will be ready.
Dirt Dude came up here yesterday, so he's going to come up next week, and we're going to check out our sound system and make sure that stuff's all operational and, you know, just get, you know, going from there.
Sure, sure. I know. I think everybody is so excited. And I think, you know, racing is ahead of all the other sports out there. You know, they had the MotoGP this morning. They've had it yesterday and today. You know, you got NASCARs out there. You got all three divisions. So, yeah, I know they're not doing it with fans. But once that's opened up, I think that's when you're going to start seeing the flood.
Yes. I think they started the Supercross today, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. You're absolutely right.
In Utah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was watching the bikes this morning, 191 mile an hour. Down Road Atlantic. I go 191 miles an hour. Give me a race car. Give me a race car with a roof.
Yeah, cage.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you start in July, are you still going to be able to get the whole season in, you think? Or no?
We're just going to have to play that by year. The problem that we have is, you know, we're in San Diego and there's so many things going on.
Yeah.
So if we start going into every other week with the, you know, rotating with the drag strip, then we're going to end up on Halloween. And you're going to be ending up on, I haven't looked, I know that we would fall on the Halloween, but then Thanksgiving, you know, so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
gotcha.
we're just going to have to play that by year.
Sure.
I think something that I've been toying around with and I'm thinking about is I think I'm going to do a couple figure eight races.
Yeah.
Those are always fun.
You know, the spectators seem to enjoy that.
Every time you do it, the place, they love it. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
It's a lot of work for me because I usually have to start, you know, changing. I got to wipe out the kids' track.
Yeah.
And then, you know, doing the X through the middle and all that stuff. And it takes, you know, quite some time.
Good thing you like to drive a dozer.
Not really.
Oh, you can.
I will.
Dave knows
Let me come on out there. I'll cut you a track. Not a problem. I used to do it in the Army. Piece of cake.
But maybe, you know, do it the last. Maybe just do one.
Yeah.
Maybe do it the last race or, you know, just figure it out. We're going to go from there. We're going to just trash the schedules that we had made before all this happened. Make a fresh one. I'm going to get with Brent Sexton. Brent went to Colorado to race. I haven't talked to him today to see how that went. But we're going to go through his schedule because other things have changed and just change things, you know, to work for everyone.
From a racer's perspective, I think once you figure out how many your dates and how many races, we're probably going to want to know if you're running points or not. Just putting it out there
for the
races.
Yeah, you got to look at, that's.
Just, you're just going to want to know either way and, you know.
Well, if it's.
Absolutely.
But, you know, if it's an abbreviated season, maybe, you know, maybe do it a different way, you know, still I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, that's a tough one. Just yeah. We'll want to know.
Brittany will figure it out for you.
Well,
she's not doing anything else.
That's my attention yesterday, and it's something that we need to discuss, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just want all this craziness to stop and just go back to normal, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
It is in my
it's
world.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going
Think
to.
Positive.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Because you're up there on a mountain.
It's a beautiful escape, and we all want to go there and see.
I know. And I bet it's beautiful up there today, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a nice day. It wasn't too hot. The guys from Arizona, it's like 109 over there.
Yeah.
So we're probably high 70s, 80-ish.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, this is just great.
Do we have to leave? Do we really have to leave?
Yeah. They don't want to leave.
Golly.
So, but, yeah, it was a great weekend. I'm glad we did what we did, and, everything worked out pretty good.
Yeah. So are you going to have any more spruce-up parties before July, or are you pretty much in good shape as far as painting?
I got plenty of things I got to do. I just got to get the words, and I can have the place ready to roll in, two weekends.
Yeah. Well, you just need to have a party. Do a Saturday party. Brittany will cook, and well, it'll be bacon sandwiches. So you just gonna have to deal with bacon sandwiches. No, but we ought to have a party. Get everybody to come up, and because you when you need help, you just got to ask. And I got a feeling you got a lot of folks out there that'd be thrilled to come up and help you. Me included.
Yeah.
Just do it on a Saturday.
No. I want to thank a fellow, one of our racers, pure stock racers, Jason Aldridge, called Troy and found he was working, I think it was USD College.
Yeah.
And he found us some sweet aluminum bleachers. And Billy Baldwin from Countywide Towing brought them up yesterday. They're five rows high, aluminum. Oh, they're really nice. So I'm gonna replace a couple rows of the old wood ones that are in the pits.
Yeah.
And throw those up there. They're very nice.
Oh,
so I wanted to thank him for calling Troy. Oh. And then, like I said, Billy getting them up here.
And they got volunteered?
They were going to scrap them.
Nice.
These things are probably 10 grand a piece.
Yeah.
Save Aldridge.
Especially aluminum. Oh, man. Okay, we got to get Aldridge on TV. We got to give him some love back.
Nice.
Holy mackerel.
He came from the tennis courts, I guess. So I don't know what they were doing or whatever, but they loaded him on Billy's Landall with a 320 excavator on Friday.
He probably got a picture of it on his Facebook.
How cool is that? Oh, man. That's like Christmas for you.
Yeah, no. They're very nice.
That's
no more
cool.
Replacing the wood. We have to go through the bleachers every year.
Yeah.
And, get 50, 60 pieces of 2x10.
Sure.
And, so it's safe for the, everyone.
Yeah.
Listen,
man, you don't like
have to touch these.
You don't like splinters? Come on. What's up with you?
Not so much.
All right, buddy. Hey, line me up 8 folks. Send me an email. And I'll start working on that next week. And we'll get this thing going. And hopefully I can make it so crazy when you open up that you'll yell at me.
Well, hopefully I have some answers, and I get some answers this week. So when I'll call in next week, I'll have answers for you guys.
You got it. All right, buddy. Hey, give the family a big hug from us, and we'll talk to you down the road. Folks.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Anything you need, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, more show off air than on air. FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. They're getting ready, folks. They are antsy, just like every racetrack in the country. But you can go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com and keep track of everything that's going on. And once the doors open, be ready. Right now, we got one of the up-and-coming drivers, Joel Rayborn. Joel has been a guest on the show for quite some time. Joel, how are you doing, sir?
Good, and how are you doing, Dave?
How freaking tall are you now? I seen a picture of you, dude. What are you, eating Wheaties or something?
I'm 5'10 right now. I think I'm still the same.
And how old are you?
17.
Good God. Is he still fit in the car?
Yes, sir. Just been sitting in it and wishing to go racing.
I have a feeling you sleep in it every night. Don't ask it to me, because I know Brittany sleeps in her dwarf car. So what's the plan once the doors open? What are you running this year?
Well, this year we've got almost a whole new program.
Really?
Got together with Joe Devin at DRC Chassis and got a brand new 2020 DRC. It's all put together. Still running the Jim Blakeslee Racing power plants.
Wow.
Planning on running with the USAC Sierra 410s. If I can find some sponsors and marketing partners, we'd venture on out into Indiana.
Wow.
Also got a 2018 DRC put together as well with another Jim Blakeslee Racing power plant. And just ready to go racing.
Well, when you put your sponsorship package together, you know, you can always throw KUSI and KCBQ Radio out there as part of the package, that if they sponsor you, you know, I'll be more than happy to interview them on radio and bring you and the car down to KUSI and give them some love, because, you know, I definitely believe in what you and your dad are doing, and I bet you're just so excited. Now, let me ask you this. What? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say iRacing. I was going to ask.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Going to ask.
Because he's young enough, he probably is all into that. Have you done any of this iRacing stuff?
Yeah, that's actually funny. I race with the USAC Sprint Car portion on the iRacing at Knoxville and Eldora. And then I ran the midget portion at Eldora as well.
I'll have to keep
thank,
yourself.
Randy for letting me in that.
So what do you think of that?
It's a blast to race with those guys, and it's a bit funny seeing them struggle on a simulator when they're winning championships and races in real life.
That's hilarious. That was honest. That was an honest answer.
You know, it's so cool to race with them, and it was overall just a good time. You know, you had real racers, so there's no one yelling and screaming at each other. There's just, you know, a bunch of guys having fun.
Did you try anything that maybe you would second guess if you were on the dirt, like squeezing in between someone else on a wall?
Well, in iRacing, you just drive through
them. That's what I'm saying. Is there anything you tried that maybe you wouldn't on the dirt?
Oh, for sure. I've split a couple sliders and split a couple people next to the fence at Eldora that I'm pretty sure I wouldn't do in real life.
I can hear that he's grinning.
You can tell he's grinning. Well, now, had you iRaced before all of this insanity showed up?
Yeah, I actually started iRacing, I think, in 2015 or 16.
Oh, okay.
My grandpa actually, he showed it to me, and then he gave me a $100 gift certificate and got us started. And back in 2002, when he retired, he bought my dad and himself a simulator. So I raced on that, and he helped me get started, and I've been racing ever since dirt wasn't even there. So when it first came out, the wing sprint cars came out, and then the non-wing cars, and then the midgets came out. So kind of been there since day one of the dirt.
Now, do you use computer screens, or do you use VR?
No, I just got a single monitor.
Okay.
Works just fine for me.
Oh, yeah. No. But you, when you race, the majority of your racing is through the seat of your pants. So how do you relate that to iRacing?
It's hard, you know. Some people do have a motion base. We don't have a motion base, because that's good price tag. But I don't know. I just, like I said, I've been there since day one of the dirt. So I think I've just gotten used to how the iRacing cars drive.
Gotcha.
And been able, you know, I'm not sure you can't take iRacing into your real racing. You can only take a little bit of your real racing into iRacing.
Uh-huh. I like this kid.
But it's so true.
It's a blast. You know, what they've created is amazing, to be honest. To have the tracks change how they do. Racing at Chili Bowl is really fun on there. It slicks off fairly quick.
Yeah.
You know, it builds their own curves. What they've developed is truly amazing, but you know, it's fun to race with those. You know, I did the Power Eye Midget Series and the Speed Shift Leagues too, and just racing with all those guys was just a blast.
That's great. That is amazing. So have you heard any word on Paris when they're going to be their first race, or are they still waiting like everybody else?
Well, sadly, we were all hoping for the June 27th race, but sadly that was canceled a couple of days prior to today. So, you know, I can't wait to get back racing there. That's, you know, one fun track. It's big and technical for sure.
And fast.
And yeah, I got to thank them for letting me on their time slot in this radio show. I'm on their time and can't appreciate that. And hope that we can get all those people back in the stands as soon as we can. And let's fill those things up and support the track, and let's get back racing.
Oh man! Well, you racers. You got better than a mask. You got a full helmet. You know, you got the driving suits, your distance, and the cars. And Paris is so big, you could social distance the fans really with as many bleachers
lots
as they have
stands,
in that thing.
Yeah.
Well, my thought, I'm not a scientist, but my thought were the methanol would kill the virus. So
it's worth a try.
Well, of course, methanol will kill anything. So you know it'll kill the virus. That's a great idea. We got to get somebody to come down and suck on your tailpipe that has COVID.
I'm not a scientist, but it's worth a try.
Hey, anything's worth a try. Are you kidding? I like that. So you got a new car. Did you stick with the same number?
Oh, yeah. It's still going to be the 12B Jim Blakeser Racing.
Okay.
Sprint car. Jim Blakeser Racing, Joel Rayborn Racing.
Yep.
Still the 12B. Still going to have Don Blair on it. You know, Don Blair's why we're still racing, because, you know, Jim has his equipment, and we're now running Jim's engine. So keep him on the car, and, you know, that's just that's a legend that you want on your car to one, have the name, and it's just an honor to carry, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, along with DRC chassis, we got competition suspension stepping up. So CSI, Jake Argo, and Garrett Andrews got us set up with CSI shocks, and got Nocturna machining on board for this year. Inland rigging coming back on board for the fourth year in a row.
I was going to say, they've been with you a long time.
Yeah, when I drove his Dunkel Motorsport 08 track car in 2017 for the Young Guns, been ever with me ever since.
Yeah.
It's actually been with me since 2016 because of the Infab Corporation midget,
right?
That he helped, and you know he's probably why I'm racing sprint cars, because I got into the sprint car scene and got introduced to these great guys like Jim Blakeslee, Toby Sampson, and wish I would have got to meet Don Blair, but to be associated with those guys is pretty cool.
So how's Toby doing back in Oklahoma? Do you hear from him at all?
I talked to his kid Tyler the other day. They're doing good, and my dad just talks to him every day.
Yeah.
And he's doing good. He's still working back there, so you know, they're racing.
Yeah.
Power Eyes racing at I-44 in Port City tonight. So
I don't think they stopped.
They're getting
racing.
Back racing.
Yeah, they don't. They're not. They didn't shut any racing down back there, and that's awesome. That is really good. So you still got my email, right? Because I got to send you the show.
Oh yes, sir. Yeah.
And then I want, and I don't know, since you got a new race car, I'd like to send you a couple of Racer Radio stickers you can slap on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. Send them on down. You got my address, or I'll email you.
Yeah, just email to
the address again.
Jeez.
And so just.
You're 17 years old already? Right? You're 17 already? Good God.
Yeah, time
flies. Just graduated high school three weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Virtual high school, right?
Well, it's funny because not much changed for me, because I've been on independent study for the last 2 years, which is just homeschooling. And so I still had work to do when it all shut down. So I just finished it all up and first one to graduate in the district, because, you know, I already had all my work and I got it finished. Got it out of the way so I can come stare at these race cars and wait to race them again.
So what's the future? What are you doing next? Still up in the air?
Still racing 410 sprint cars.
No, I'm talking about school. Are you going to go to college, community college, or are you going to go to work?
Oh, I'm going to work.
There you go.
If I do any school, I'll do a trade school for machining. You know, I already have a job as a machinist, but got to hone my skills a little better.
Practice.
Just take your dad's car apart a few times. It'll be okay. You'll understand.
Yeah, the motivation. Yeah, get it back together.
Yeah, just tell him I said you. Yeah. Anything in the house, just take it apart, put it back together. It'll work. That's what I used to do when I was a kid.
Speaking of machining, been helping DJ Safety with their new sprint car tailors and that they got on the market at djsafety.com and anjracing.com too. So I've been helping them with the kingpin nuts for their kingpin tethers, and
that's cool.
They've got a sprint car hood blanket now. Keep the heat in. So if y'all want one for a great price and great quality, djsafety.com or anjracing.com. And along with DJ Safety coming back, ROW Signs and Graphics, Justice Brothers, and I'm glad to have them all back for the 2020 season that I hope starts soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've told you before, if you and Dad want to drag the race car back down to KUSI, it looks like all next month I'm going to be open because I'm still not doing hot rod car shows, so I've got some open dates. So if you guys are interested, you know, because it's great for your sponsors, the fact that you're putting them on the number one watch morning show here in San Diego County.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that I've got all the race cars prepped and just there's only so much I can wipe off before the powder coat starts coming off.
Yeah, right. You wear off all the powder coat. Hey, how do people follow you around? How do people follow you?
JoelRayborn.com.
Okay.
Or Joel Rayborn Racing on Facebook and Joel Rayborn on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
And you can follow all of my racing there and for all the years to come. And, you know, go like the page and follow the pages. So still looking for marketing partners. So see if we can't get some marketing partners on board with us and promote them and go racing.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, be safe. Keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up. And we'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more all about Athena Racing. All girls on
camp opportunities.
FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
It's painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet.
All right, folks, right back on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Brandon, you just picked the best music. Why don't we just stop talking and we can do a music show?
Well, look at his shirt, Amoeba Records. That's a huge music store. I'm not surprised.
Where is that?
It's in L.A., but they're moving locations right now. Their original location that they're at got bought out by a real estate agent, so it's going to be an apartment complex.
Is this like Tower Records?
Much bigger. It's eclectic. Like, you find any genre there.
Records, DVDs, CDs.
Everything, yep.
And shirts.
Yeah, and shirts. Bags. And stickers.
And stickers.
I have a recycled bag from there. You know, reusable.
Oh, that's right.
Bag.
You're all into music,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
All right, hey, start off, we got a pair of bills. Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs, whether it's in the desert, on the racetrack, it makes a difference. All right, we got Athena Racing in the house, thanks to Brittany.
Yes.
Brittany's always looking for up-and-coming young ladies. We've got Loxley, and we have Shane. And we've been talking with Shane. She's just gotten into the program, and you're going to be doing the Fabricator Camp, which is going to be virtual.
Yeah.
And you're probably all used to virtual by now, right?
Yeah, definitely with school.
Yeah, because you don't have much choices there. And you guys are going to build a...
Drift trike.
Drift.
What kind of motor are you going to put in? Chevy? Ford?
It's going to be 6.5 horsepower of the Predator.
No, what do you mean? I thought you're not putting a big block V8
No.
Like a sprint car.
Okay, so
Ford
imagine
10.
The big wheel you used to drive when you were a kid.
Yes.
Now throw an engine onto that.
Dear, I know
that's
exactly
what we're building.
Exactly what you're talking about.
I'm doing the little brake with the handbrake.
Yeah.
Is that how you're gonna drift? Or?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And those things are sweet. They put a go-kart tires on the back.
Exactly. Big some fat, slicks on them.
Yeah, big fat slick. Mm-hmm. See, I always wanted a motorized bar stool.
basically.
I still want a motorized
coolers like the
yeah, but the motorized bar stools, those things are fast.
And we're going to start fabricating some really fun stuff.
Because you get hurt real bad.
Is that one of those surprises? Is this intended for asphalt or dirt?
I would asphalt.
Think asphalt mainly,
talking
yeah.
Talking to her. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Shane, let me ask you this. Were you kind of a gearhead growing up?
I mean, I didn't have any automotive experience before Athena Racing, but yeah, you could say that, especially with all my robotic stuff. I've always been interested in the hardware aspect. And recently, you know, Athena helped me like kind of step up and become like a leader in robotics, but I still do a lot of the hardware aspects. And then, of course, with the Fabricator Camp, I get to learn a lot more
right.
Real mechanics.
Well, and that's where the future is in the auto industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not rebuilding engines, not rebuilding transmission. It's electronics, it's computers,
yeah.
it's programming. And it's probably everything you've been doing for, if nothing else, with robotics.
Yeah, especially with schools having more like advanced classes. Mm-hmm. I've been learning, you know, electronics, computer science, coding, and then obviously putting it all into robotics. You get to kind of do all three aspects of, you know, building the robot, coding the robot, and driving the robot, which I also do.
You're the driver too, huh?
Yes, I am the driver.
So do you still like pizza?
Pizza?
Well, because when you're building these robots, don't you? That's the only thing you eat.
Oh, yes.
That's all you eat, and especially when you get down to the end of the the deadline to where it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
What are you putting in, 12, 13, 14 hours, if not more?
Yeah.
Because nothing's done, and you eat pizza.
Yeah. I think our team's favorite, we have an all-girls team, is Chick-fil-A. what we do is we finish school at 2:30, and then we work till like 2:30 a.m.
Order.
Yes, it's in my garage.
Wow.
She lets it.
Mom.
And we, you know, we order food. She makes chicken nuggets sometimes.
Fueled by chicken.
Yes. No, because all the girls love it.
This one's into bacon.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many
yes.
pounds of bacon do you go through on a race weekend?
Well, we always bring 3, but I'll probably up it to 5 pounds.
Five.
If I can get a bacon sponsor. Looking for a bacon sponsor.
Newskies. I told you, go down to Iowa Farms.
So going to go there.
I know. And make sure to put the race car on the back and say, hey, what do you think of this little porker?
Yeah, maybe that's not a good association. But
we'll take the mask off.
Yeah, but fueled by bacon, fueled by chicken.
There you go.
You do. You have to keep the energy levels up because you got to keep your focus up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know all about focus, don't we?
Oh, God.
Boy, did she get in trouble with that.
He's making a reference to last week when I revealed something and I got an earful from my crew chief Monday because they listened to the show and they're like, the moon, I just need 20 minutes of focus from you.
She was going into a turn and the moon was beautiful.
It was a beautiful night.
So she just sort of looked at it and
watching butterflies.
Ah, I like that. Watching butterflies. I see how that rolls.
Yeah, he has not forgotten. That was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah. And they still haven't forgotten.
No. But back to chicken nuggets.
Oh, yes.
Are you hungry?
How always. Something that came to mind because you're talking about robotics and automotive, but I believe on your website, which has a ton of information, you also said you can transfer this over to boats and planes. As well.
Absolutely. So Shane's thinking of getting a mechanical engineering degree.
Yes.
With that type of degree, you can work in aerospace, you can work in marine, you can work in automotive. It's so much better to have that broad scope.
Absolutely.
As compared to narrowing yourself into, we're going to be an aerospace engineer. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, and funny thing.
Funny.
With Space Force now coming out, you're at the perfect age. You know, if that's something that you would like to be following all of the
SpaceX and
SpaceX.
If anyone knows Elon Musk, I know a young engineer he should hire in 5 years when she graduates from university.
He very well may.
I've got the girl for you right here.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure there's a lot of kids that are watch that this weekend. You were nice enough to have all your students watch it. Did you get any response back from them? Were they pretty enthusiastic?
I've been back and forth with one particular student, Andrew. He's like, my whole family watched. Yeah. But a handful of students that I watched, or I'm going to watch again on Saturday. Right. I watched Wednesday.
Come on, we're talking 17,000 miles
goosebumps.
An hour.
That was amazing. Yeah. I know.
You imagine going
but
that
you guys
fast?
Know, he started SpaceX 18 years ago.
Yes,
this is 18 years of work.
That's
here.
That's focus.
And millions,
it's been 10
millions
years.
And millions
of dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is why you can never give up. Like, yeah, you have to be serious about your end goal, mm-hmm, and chase it down to the
absolutely
end.
Absolutely. Right.
I mean, just watching him yesterday gave me goosebumps.
He was jumping up and down. He was so excited.
It was awesome.
Over.
Yeah.
You know, they're not back. I bet he'll be flat out exhausted when they finally return. He's probably on 11 right now.
Do you know what got me?
All that work, yeah.
Was the rocket landing on that ship.
That's amazing. Yeah. Recycled rockets.
How in the world? Like, I'm getting goosebumps.
I know.
How they were able, and the suits, it looked like they're wearing a jumpsuit and they're going to go to Studio 51. I mean, because the other suits, I mean, you look like the Michelin Man.
Yeah.
And did you know they inflated once they were up in space? The suits would actually inflate to compensate for the takeoff.
That is so cool.
No, I didn't hear that part.
I guess I
no, that through whole reusable thing and hopefully driving down the price. That's what my poor students who are like, yeah, I watch them all. I hope that the average person someday can afford this so on my 75th birthday, I can go to space. That's my goal.
I'm going to watch. I like being on the ground. Yeah, right. Well, if you get the wrinkles out, you know, because of that much force.
Yeah.
Zero gravity.
I'm just going to help a lot of young girls figure out that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Well, and the beauty of it is, look at all the options. I mean, you have more options than anything, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the sky's the limit.
Literally.
Because I always tell kids that are, you know, maybe they're not 100% sure what they want to do. I go, get into transportation, housing, clothing, or food. Because you have to have all four.
To sustain.
Yeah.
So find one of those four that really gets you excited and run with it, or come up with some new widget.
So that's why our camp that we're doing the month of July, every Wednesday from 9 to 1, free, completely free for young girls who are in middle school and high school. This is a way for them to see some of these careers and get interested.
Get a taste of it. And let them sleep in.
Where do they got to go to register?
AthenaRacing.org. And you will see the information on there to sign up for the camp.
Okay.
Ladies, check it out. There's a lot on there.
Right.
All the profiles.
Yeah. So that's middle school and high school.
Yes.
Girls only. A guy can't wear a wig.
No. No wig and lipstick. That would be kind of weird. Lipstick.
Yeah, totally weird. All right. So have you talked Brittany into letting her drive her car?
She would fit. She would fit.
But I guarantee you that will never happen.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Be the truth.
The bees, the guys who built it, I'll let them ride it.
Well, because it's theirs, basically. They built it. All right. Athena Racing, what's the website?
AthenaRacing.org.
All right.
Go, ladies. Check it out. Why not? Why not?
What else have you got to lose?
It's free. You have the time.
You never want to be sitting there saying, I wish.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing on the planet. All right. Good talking to you all. Be safe. But, hey, don't go anywhere, folks. Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner. Michael and Joe are in the wings on FM 96.1. AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.